This is Apollo 11 interview number 10 with Dr. Malcolm Smith. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin are the men scheduled to undertake this national goal. A little thought of but important aspect of the upcoming mission will be food. Food to keep the crew members healthy and hopefully full throughout their planned 8-day flight. At NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas, Chief of Food and Nutrition, Dr. Malcolm Smith, recently discussed the problems of feeding our men in space.
When you talk about eating and drinking in space in general, it's not going to be a problem. With Apollo, this is a peculiar space voyage. This is the Apollo mission is to get man to the moon, explore the surface, and get back. Didn't say anything in there about flying a feeding system. The guys eat when they can, what they can. The food is secondary. They know they're going to be home soon. They're not going to starve to death. They'll get back and get some good food. Generally, our Apollo crews have not been hungry. They have not necessarily enjoyed the food, yet a lot of the complaints, supposedly, weren't complaints. They were comments on for improvement.
Malcolm Smith continued that even at its best, eating in space is a far cry from dining here at home.
Generally, here on the ground, you sit down and somebody serves you, whether it's your wife or a waiter or in a cafeteria, what have you. Here in space, they have to diddle around with a package and cut open little holes and add water here and then shake it and then release some of the gas from it and then cut open another opening and either eat it out of the package with a spoon. Now, that's as close as we've come to a familiar method. They can't eat many of the items with a spoon now, but still they've gone through a phase here, a period of preparation. And men just generally aren't that inclined to preparing food. And if you're busy, you just skip it. And so this happens frequently. We need to get more things that are more ready to eat or readily eaten for the guys.
Is there any way to make certain that the Apollo 11 astronauts will eat and enjoy their food? Again, Dr. Malcolm Smith.
I don't know. You can't design for a particular crew. We try. We've got, for the Apollo 11 crew, for the first time, we talked to their wives and asked them what they liked. Men, sometimes, I don't know if they really know what they like. Sometimes I think, maybe I'm talking about myself, but I'd rather my wife put it in front of me so I can complain later, you know. And but men don't like generally to decide. They'd rather be served something, and if they don't like it, they won't eat it. Well, we try to outguess them. But this time, we got the wives' impressions and the men's impressions, too.
Food and nutrition expert, Dr. Malcolm Smith. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston on the schedule of activities for astronauts Armstrong and Aldrin on the surface of the moon. This is Willard Scott speaking.